Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Biz sells Kennel Kelp holistic healthcare products. CTFO, changing the future of alpha. Now here's Dr. Raban Sika talking about 10X Pure Ultimate Multivitamin with Dave D. Talking about the 10X Pure Ultimate Multivitamin and mineral supplement that she was so integral in comprising and devising the formula.
I've been practicing integrative medicine for about 34 years now, which is the concept of getting to the underlying causes and correcting issues with a variety of nutrition, different herbal supplements, etc., to really restore the person to health as opposed to just covering up the disease with a prescription medication.
Even as advanced a society as we are today, and with all the incredible food that everybody eats and what's available, we're still, a lot of us, vitamin and mineral deficient.
Absolutely. One of the things that even 30 years ago, the National Academy of Sciences, even longer ago than that, recognized that larger and larger percentage of the population was becoming deficient in one or more trace minerals, B vitamins, and a variety of different nutrients. And it doesn't sound like it's that important, but those are the cofactors that make every enzyme system, every process in our body work. And if you don't have those key cofactors, a lot of things can go wrong. And what we're seeing, you know, people are getting sicker and sicker, not only just because they're getting more deficient, but we have so much more toxicity, more stress in the environment, et cetera. And a lot of what happens is it destroys the good bacteria in the gut, it destroys the gut lining, and we see people that have harder times absorbing the nutrients that they're getting. So to take 10X Pure, which is such an excellent aid to improving bioavailability and absorption, and combining it with the nutrients that we need, that, you know, 40 to 60 to 80% of the population might be deficient in one or more trace minerals, you know, and you're actually delivering that more readily into the system. It could be a game changer, especially for people with malabsorption. And another point that I want to add to that is that a lot of the commercially available, commonly used multivitamin minerals that you can get in your drugstore are literally formulated to be coated with, they're full of binders and fillers, but they're coated with things like carnauba wax, which you put on your car to to seal it, right? Or shellac, which everybody knows what shellac is, what makes the furniture shiny, right? How is your body going to break that down and absorb it? It can't do it. So those vitamins are going to go in your mouth and out the other end without really doing your body any benefit. The ultimate multivitamin mineral is in 10X Pure, in a gelatin cap that's very bioavailable. It's going to dissolve easily. There's no other binders or fillers to interfere with the absorption, and it's just brilliant. What I always tell my patients is I'd rather you get a good quality multivitamin mineral, pay a little bit more, and even if you can only afford to take half the therapeutic dose, the recommended dose, you're still going to get more nutrition out of that than you are a pill that's just going to go in and out unchanged. I think this is the best multivitamin that I've seen on the market.
Okay, that's Dr. Raban Sika. On the backside of today's show, or within the show before we end at the next break, it would be a great point to reinforce the technology that you'll hear Dave and Jeremy talk about. So stay tuned for that before the show's end to have a full appreciation of the technology and this supplement that you just heard, Robon Seeker, Dr. Robon Seeker. And then preceding that, Dr. Troviani. Please understand that obviously our CBD and CBDA now are produced through this technology, which we also have part ownership in, and the equipment and the sampling programs that we're talking about here today. But please do understand that there's many non-CBD products like the keto that will be accentuated by this equipment and the sampling program. Obviously the vitamins and so forth. So mostly for the ubiquitous audience and invited guests, team members, and one and all, whatever your degree of familiarity with this very new subject, CBD, CBDA, that's one of the reasons I just completed my certification course to be certified as a medical cannabis advisor through Dr. Dustin Sulak, my doctor, for 6 years, where I've been taking all of these products, and then lo and behold, comes CBD, I'm sorry, CTFO. Some probably 3 years within my six, and now I've been with CTFO as a client, utmost and first and foremost. I've used all of these products, quite a few. I can avow and have product videos of like 25 in the monographship. One last one, I just, will have my stimulus check when my financial institution opens up on Monday next after the holiday weekend. I already decided to spend half of it by reinvesting back in business, which I did. I bought my second silver package within a couple of years to have the products for my own family, myself, my wife, my pets. And moving forward, talking about storable food, which will be another subject. So let's get back to the show. It's really lengthy today. I wanted to do a lengthier show early in the season. Welcome, Happy New Year. And as we move forward between all of the platforms, I'll be able to abbreviate the sessions into more of a 30 to 45 minute session. Thank you. Let's get back to the show. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Cells Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Business Podcast Show. And I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining me. Our show is going to be about an hour plus easily today. And I want to segue right into my earlier show from my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast and play that for you right now, and I'll be back in about 20 minutes.
Good morning. Welcome to Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. Pull my face mask up because there's a reason for the face mask with the subject matter. Please listen to the background music for a moment. This has been social distancing face mask. Thank you. How y'all doing out there? November 2nd, Happy New Year. The background music is actually a title of a fishing aquarium. It's called Calm Marimba Music and Water Sounds in the Aquarium. Sleep, relax, spa, yoga, and meditation on YouTube. And the video is beautiful, about calming fish aquarium. I often use sight, sound, visuals, my meditation is part of my home. For myself, my doing service, love pointing on and turning that down. Just a bit in the background. Welcome. And I want to talk to you today. Welcome to turning off. Coffee will grab a. I'll put this back up after. Take a sip of my coffee. What I want to talk to you about is kind of revisiting, sampling my experience with it with different commodities for like 50 years. One facet of which was actually fair trade coffee, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. We'll try to talk for about a half hour here. And I love the background music, but let me turn it down just a tad more. There, thank you. So I've done all these sampling programs over the years, way back in the office supply business. And I've done whole shows on that. I often get asked where I come up with all these ideas to do these advocacy programs, so on and so forth. As we're now into Saturday of the New Year holiday weekend, and we're, I don't know, I used to be able to do that math. two Saturdays away from January 16th, when we'll be at CTFO, we'll be launching our huge momentum meeting and theme for the year, as a carryover from our HOPE meeting in October, which stood for helping other people excel. Again, which I've all talked about, all of those that episode of shows that are all my platforms leading into this. So sampling, and what I've done. Obviously in the office supply business, way back, pretty pens, colors, way over and above that, but how that worked, playing to the senses, vivid colored inks, you can actually smell the aromatic flavored inks, scented aroma, essence. So that was way back, and I've talked, I was in the fair trade coffee business, did a lot of in-store tabletop sampling, so it'd be kind of relative to overall coffee, and most assuredly I do CBDA pre-launch now, and whatever it is, till the 16th with my old man brain, two Saturdays from now, is that right? Why can't I get this from my head? Exactly, it is two Saturdays from now. We'll be talking about a lot of things, and we'll be finding them out together. I still have no insider privy information, really. Somebody asked me that. No, I don't. I'll be as surprised as everybody else. Goodwill willing, I'll be there. We're going to find out what will be a fourth subset of our now sampling program overall. I'm guessing vitamin C. I like to play these games. Michael Swerving intimated C, not defining, because he can't yet. Whether it's the letter C, if you will, or SEA for the ocean. Okay, all tying into sampling. So when I was in the fair trade coffee business throughout New England, mostly the New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, tri-state area, I would contractually go into these bigger food chains, stores, supermarkets, and do these tabletop shows. I was also responsible for actually filling dispensers with the beans and the ground coffee. You know how that makes you feel, the spigot, you fill your bags of coffee. We all could. I'm not sure. We're going to talk about that when we're at Anchor Media Show, too. This kind of stuff, for sure, on in-store, when, where, and if it would ever be feasible to do that again as we roll out 2020. And/or
tabletop in a parking lot or whatever the dynamics are going to be moving forward with COVID and the social distancing, you can, or whatever. I'm not here to discuss that. You all know that. I don't do the Pink Arena. But the Pink Arena is going to affect everything. This is going to affect how we do everything. So, sampling. Obviously, postal, and I'll get to that, like with RCBDA, cream, sample packs, which I've talked about. I'm working with my wellness specifically and have been over a year. I'd like to get them to be like the satellite example. In all honesty, after a year and a half, COVID has made it, obviously, an intervention, especially in a place like that. They have to do curbside and all of that, which is all good. They really, really, really haven't had a whole lot of time to think about too much other than literally survival and in a retail environment. So I'm going to get into that in the show, how I did revisit my wellness center. Oh, I actually did a follow-up for RCBD water. When I say RCBD water, it is in my life. I still have no ownership of Tourmaline Spring. I just drink it and have promoted it forever. So when Seth Brzezinski actually was on my show in September of last year, we talked about CBD samples and the CBD-infused water, which wound up at my wellness center. I walked in after the fact. I always do that just to thank him. I did that on my own volition. Seth and the team didn't even know about it until I told them after the fact. It's not collusion and all this crazy stuff. That's something else we're going to clean in 2021. Okay, so I struck up a conversation with them, thanking them for the water. And at the time, I was very disgruntled with my own wellness center in another part of town for a lot of reasons that I talked about. We got into the conversations of sampling then. In 2019, I got the roll-on, the 10X roll-on, and the keto creamer sample program, which we started to talk about. And there's always going to be something that I leave out. You guys know that. Oh, the CBDA. Also, in green packets. What I'm talking about. The sample packs. Okay. So, wellness centers overall is definitely going to be a target market. With our entourage of the products and the exclusivity, it should be win-win-win all the way around. And I'll talk about that at my shows. Now come back this way with me, please, for in-store sampling. I also talked about having my own sole proprietorship when I left the corporate world in 1995 and in order to sustain keeping my proprietorship. I always had all these supplemental income jobs to avoid the overhead of taking on being the chief cook bar washer of my own choice. But understand that the expenses got it pretty tough to deal with, shipping being one of the hugest ones. Okay. That's how I answered a CTFO ad through a Craigslist in June of 2018. I was always looking for supplemental income jobs. Here I am since 2018. I've been working this game plan, which is in motion's worth fine. This year is going to bring it to fruition. I'm going to talk all about it. Yeah, thank you. This is about the sampling. It really is a storyteller situation for me because, please remember, my then and now themes, we're talking 6 decades ago. When I say then, office supplies, sampling, what have you, 6 decades ago. Flash forward, in-store promotion of coffees and the temp agencies that I did for supplemental income jobs. I have manned those tables in like Sam's Clubs. Like, hey, you want to try this cheese? Nothing against that. I'm just saying that might jog your memory. Try this wedge of cheese and we got a new bacon. Whatever. I've done that. Past tense. The point of the story is, by being sole proprietor, I've been fair trade and promoting the ethics of what's involved with migrant workers and all that. I'll talk about that later. Passion. It's always been things that I've wanted to do for people, their pets, and health. Not so much the office supply business, but way back when, and it wasn't the only business, but that's how I came up with these concepts and all these packages and sample packages. Okay, so now I'm with CBD, CTFO. First of all, business-wise, they took all, I've talked all about, I don't have to do anything. I don't ship it, I don't pack it, I don't deal with customers. Our fill rate is great, all of that. I don't deal with any of that. I just try to assimilate a team and introduce folks and create the health and wellness that I'm going to promote it under, because it is. You talked about niche marketing, how we're all going to make our one site different. What are we going to do within the breath products? I'm going to do all that. I'm going to talk to you about sampling here. Okay, so I'm in store sampling coffee. I'll highlight that at the show. But my point is how sampling in any products, obviously, is rapport, and it's a built-in dissertation session for the pros, the cons, and to get the product to the people to allow them to open it up and play and or sip it and drink it, coffee. I guess you respectfully, from my consumer side of life, I know when I've walked up to many tables on the other side of and tried said samples, come on. That's one of the first things I want. What's this stuff taste like? This pepper jack cheese, Jimmy, the other side. Jimmy, love you. You're a nice guy and all that. You tried that pepper jack cheese. You can stand there all day telling me how great it tastes. You understand my crazy sense of humor and that, but if you put it in your mouth and try it, I don't know what you're going to like. And Jimmy's a fine, outstanding man, and he's doing a great job and all of that. You got to get it into your body what Jimmy's avowing, to agree, to concur, to respectfully, well, this is a little bitter or whatever. That's also product assessment on how good or bad is it. Feedback. I'm sure our responses are going to be real good, and the feedback part and minimal return rates and all that. Please keep in mind, well, like, I can't even keep track of it if I had a good brain. It's 800,000 members. Do we have returns? Of course we do. They're like 2% out of that magnitude of numbers. So my point there is these products are, well, they're not time tested yet, but they're fully guaranteed, no risk, and really, our products are effective. That's the point of just point click and go look and find out. All right, all of that comes at the show. This is about in-store sampling. We'll do this for about another 10 minutes. Those of you that have followed my show, some of you for years, because I've been doing these podcast shows for years. We talked about that before. Do them for a whole different reason. I flew under the radar pretty much intentionally. It's unique to the industry. It was a glorified blog vlog. Basically, my nucleus of customers were the ones that referenced that. I was on a lot of animal advisory boards, club boards, that type of thing. So a lot of my exposure that way, them or whatever, within that genre. And I've talked about all these manufacturers and stalwarts that I had the great fortune of forging my way in to now continue to offer their products as an a la carte program and all of this. Okay, CBDA coffee, which this isn't yet. I don't have any. Will be. To coincide with the packets of the cream. CBDA. The keto creamer, which has been in place, again, with my memory, was it easily the summer of 2019, because right in its infancy, I took it on as personal, you know, product, it's great. And at that interval, it was about 3.5-ish months into November-ish, but I want to thank you, of 2019, that with my own wellness center started talking and convincing that the bull lungs, there's some testimonials. And good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise this year. Now that we're here, we're going to try to do some closer work. You know, they may be on my shows and all of that kind of stuff. You'll hear the advertisement from Jackson in my next show again. Alignable marketing people. That's what I talk about. And it's not so much me with my scratchy voice and all that. We can own commercials and all of that. I do that at no charge. I want to help community. That's part of the coffee, part of the packaging, part of sampling, part of my show. This is where I warm up with my crazy old man brain and brain fog to shake out all these things that I've done forever to get them up to the front of the gray matter. And some days it's quite difficult, no doubt, no doubt. I've talked about all that, all these industrial chemicals that I sold in the former life, my own abuse, moral toxicity, all of it. I got issues and it's okay, and it's not from that premise. But oh poor me, it isn't. Trying to avow with my own body what I've done to it, what I've incurred, craziness, childhood trauma, all that crazy stuff. But what I've tried to do, especially, well, forever, to help other people, forever, and their pets, seriously, since I was a kid. But when the light finally came on that, hey, you may need some of your own self-help, I talked about that with my battle with alcohol, my granddaddy, you know, that kind of straightened, and it still took me 5 years to straighten my addiction and all that. And I'm good with that, You'll never be totally good, but I don't partake in my form of the evil liquid, which is alcohol. So my body has sustained a lot of damage. I try to be candid. Here's a lot of things you should do, not any of those. There's more so what you shouldn't do. And in all candor and my humor, and please take this, well, this is what can and will happen to you. Through toxic poisoning. Thus is why it reemphasizes, I love this, I love the passion, and it's why I do it. Do I want to get remunerable? Of course. It's a for-profit business, but I'm going to be working with a lot of not-for-profit businesses when I find out with y'all in 2 weeks at the community momentum meeting about the community give back program. Well, then I'll have a little bit more of the verbiage, the jargon, the bells, the whistles. I've been doing this forever. I have many of my own advocacy programs that are part of the BA Sales Healthy Meal Bag, which we're also talking about. This is all symmetrical, it all works synergistically. There are options, there are choices, but none of them are competitors because we all have the same end result. And many of them have been on my shows to tell you that. Something else I'm working on is those snippets of those verbal excerpts. So you don't have to listen to the whole show's archive if you choose not to. You should. I'm not a technician. I'm not a broadcaster. You guys know all of that. With broken equipment and all that, it's so much better than my handicaps and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be better still through sampling programs. My topic at one of my shows today is about wellness centers sampling. And how do you do it physically with social distancing and all of this and when, where, and if, which will work out. But all wellness centers here, there, across the street, across the lane, across the country, incredible marketing people, which I've really narrowed down, and no offense on any, everybody has to do what they have to do. I'm working with those that have an interest in it, and it's time to move on for those that don't. Reciprocity, just like it is for yourself, if it's not your cup of tea, or you need to move on to promote your candles or whatever, and I mean that fervent. But there is a way we can coexist and co-survive, but we have to both realize that, we have to both be acceptable to that. That's how I've always operated, it's how I'll always operate. I go on relationship building first. That takes a really long time. And there's a whys and a wherefore in my mind for that. Well, I think I've got that part accomplished. And just like for all of us, well, the whole world got turned upside down. Obviously, it takes time to still stay consistent, do that follow-up, and whatever, and it will play out. Fervently confident that it will. With these tools, with the ones we've already got, it will really be accentuated even more to do so. So this is where I warm up. This is where I get my ideas. That's where I'm going to talk about at the CTFO Business Podcast Show. Capital Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, and Radio. We're at the healing hour when I tape it. It's going to be more about state of Maine, supporting local economies, which we can do with CTFO, with our local proprietors. And I've talked a lot about that. It's old foibles, it's old traditions that big guys are bad, or big guys are evil, or big box stores are this, or you have to stay local, you can't go out of state, of all that. You can do both. You can do both really well. If you choose to embrace that, as a proprietor, you can infuse your own mom and pop stores if you have to fight to keep your brick and mortar stores. We'll talk a lot more about that. All optional. Last point, I can tell you for a fact, and of course I'm a little bit older now, it beats, I don't know if there'll ever be temp agencies again, I don't even know how that works, and there's no reflection on temp agencies, understand what I'm saying? In most instances in temp agencies, do you really want to go to a warehouse if you can and climb up and down ladders and all of that for, I don't know, $12 an hour? How is that going to do to accentuate your businesses if that's your premise for doing so? Call centers, I've done all that. LL Beans, I used to sell to LL Beans. I talked about it. I've done all of that. Post office, Christmas seasons. I'm one of you as far as working class citizen. I don't know about working class hero. Tinks, great song. It's all about, especially at the healing hour. It's more about breathing, getting in touch with your body, who you really are from the womb and all of that. Again, in this crazy world, I've segmented that for 2 years, and there should be no reason anybody would go either place unless the interest level is there to do so, in fairness to everybody. And the sharks in the negativity pool will be everywhere. My blog talk radio show, which I'm almost there, will be animal-centric about both CTFO products and all these other products I've offered forever. You see, it's about health. It can be about wealth. And it's about a legion of like-minded people, their wearers, their products. Nobody has every single product, obviously. We have great ones. CTFO, more coming, financially solvent. Something else I want to get into in 2021. It's time to stop stating or overstating the obvious. It's time to stop doing these visual resumes and all that crap from 35, 40 years ago. And it's time to everybody to stop being doubting Thomases. Nothing will ever be for everybody, ever. This is different. This is real. It's with passion and compassion. And it's with so many like-minded individuals with industry experience combined. And that's industry experience. Hands-on science, the whole nine, which will help embrace somebody that's never done this or should. It's a great team. It's a great parent. CTFO, it's safe, it's friendly, they help each other, they cross, understand this, don't cross promote each other's teams, cross promote, trying to someday get everybody out of pain, suffering, anxiety, depression, and all the things we've been dealing with in the history of mankind. Up to and including, most assuredly, a pandemic such as okay, I did this in under 30. I'll incorporate this into my shows. I love you all. I'll elaborate a little bit more on the sampling and so forth. And radio shows, and we'll talk about clean water and superfoods that will play into our theme of holiday eating. So we've been talking about the do's and don'ts, the natural herbs, clays, superfoods. Real soon, I'll be working with Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay. And we're going to show you how to do this a lot less expensively than some of the programs out there that want to charge you hundreds of dollars. That has an option. I love y'all. We'll see you in a while. Have a great holiday weekend. Happy New Year. Discern the information and feel with your heart. Listen to your heart. It will tell you what to do. Bye-bye for now.
Yes, Chemical, holistic healthcare products, CTFO, changing the future outcome. With your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, welcome. I'm going to tell you about Tourmaline Spring, sacred living water, flawless gem grade spring water. Verified naturally pure by science and freely bubbling to the Earth's surface in Maine. Since the last ice age, you can view our awards at my landing page at vpsales.vpweb.com and follow the links to the Tourmaline Spring parent website where our award winning certificates are displayed, as well as all the information, the videos, their podcast, and the naturally pure spring water on the face of the planet, directly from the source in pristine Maine, Tourmaline Spring. What is it about Tourmaline Spring and why is it so unique? No treatment required because of natural purity. We are the only water company to bottle untreated naturally pure spring water in Maine's history. A rare geological phenomenon filtered by Mother Nature to a degree that no man-made machine is capable of replicating. The bottling process is clearly avowed, shown, literally one of the very last great unadulterated natural sources of spring water on the continent. Clearly avowed at the website, including national media, and well spoken by Brian Pullen and this gentleman, Seth Brzezinski.
Cradled deep in the pristine northern reaches of one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world, there's a treasure more valuable than even the precious gems hidden there. It bubbles up of its own accord from deep in the earth, offering itself freely and in abundance. It's completely unaltered by human hands, and that's exactly how we bring it to you. This earthly treasure, Tourmaline Spring Water, is without question one of the naturally purest waters to be found anywhere on the planet. Bubbling up through over 1,000 feet of silt, rock, precious gems, and crystals, it pours forth directly from a geologic phenomenon, a high-elevation spring located in the northern Appalachian Mountains of Maine. Not only does our source hold State of Maine Premium Grade designation, but we are also the only commercially available water in Maine's history to be given exemption from treatment status. This is because the purity levels of our spring exceed all state and federal guidelines for drinking water out of the ground. Our spring water is gravity fed a mere 50 feet to the bottling house, touching only stainless steel till it reaches our biodegradable bottles. Despite the massive output of our spring, we have what may be the lowest carbon footprint of any bottled water on the planet. It's the crown jewel of spring water. Nothing else even comes close. Tourmaline Spring of Maine.
Okay, that's Seth Rozanski. That's everything I've been talking about and will be talking about in this show. That's the said water that you'll hear about at Atlanta Farms CBD version infused. And you'll hear more about that right now as we return to the show with your host and moderator, me, Dr. Vic. Thanks for joining us. BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill from over at the Ankle Radio Show. Reminding everyone to please join me 7 days a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yes, Saturday. We'll have topics ranging in scope from holistic healthcare products for both humans and animals, plants, and the planet. Having provocative guests talking about today's subjects in innovative medicines, ranging in scope from CBD products, non-CBD products, earthen-derived clays, vegetables, and the world's cleanest water, Tourmaline Spring. That's Grandpa Bill's podcast show, Anchor Radio, right here, Monday through Friday. Join us. And Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Bye for now.
Let's continue getting back to natural medicines first. I'm trying to catch up with all of these back shows. Welcome back to the show, by the way. Let's segue right into talking about green tea, which is where we left off in the last episode, somewhere in our continuation of the Complete Guide to Natural Healing, where we've already discussed medicinal plants. And we've been well into the therapeutic teas preceding episodes, archival shows. Green tea here today, popular in China and other Asian countries for thousands of years, green tea has been shown to have significant medicinal as well as therapeutic properties. Like the black tea, more familiar in Western countries, green tea comes from the Camellia sinensis plant. The difference between black and green teas lies in their processing. Black tea is fermented, whereas green tea, which is prepared from steamed, dried leaves, is not allowed to ferment. Also, some types of tea are lightly roasted. The minimal processing helps retain the tea's green color, gives it a flowery aroma and fresh flavor, and also preserves the active ingredients that produces the tea's health benefits. Green tea may help prevent tooth decay, high blood pressure, heart disease, and several forms of cancer. It also invigorates the body and improves concentration. Preparation of the tea: place one rounded teaspoon of tea leaves per cup in a teapot. Heat the water until it's simmering about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Cool briefly, vigorously boiling the water can destroy the tea's gentle flavor. Pour the water over the tea leaves, cover the pot. For mild flavor, let the pot stand 2 to 3 minutes. For a stronger flavor, steep for 4 to 6 minutes. Warning, contains high caffeine content. Green tea, therapeutic effects, many. All tea leaves contain caffeine, tannins, essential oils, polyphenols, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, such as fluoride. Green tea has many health benefits. It is an anti-inflammatory. It lowers blood cholesterol levels, has a beneficial effect on the circulation of the liver, and it protects against tooth decay and detoxifies the blood. The active ingredient, caffeine,
While green tea is highly touted for its health benefits, it does contain a high level of caffeine, depending on how one brews. A 6-ounce cup of green tea has 10 to 50 milligrams of caffeine. While this stimulant improves concentration and boosts alertness, it also increases the heart rate and could keep you from getting a good night's rest. The trace element fluoride, the fluoride found on green tea, hardens tooth enamel and makes teeth more resistant to decay. Naturally, do not give tea to infants, however, because it may inhibit iron metabolism. Take care. Too much caffeine can increase your heart rate, restlessness, and insomnia. To lower the caffeine content of green tea, pour a little water over the leaves prior to infusion and strain the water off after 30 seconds. Then prepare the tea as usual. Common types of green tea. Japan is the Sencha. This is the most widely consumed tea in Japan and is also probably the most common Japanese tea available today. Bancha, a low caffeine variety. This tea is similar in appearance to Sencha, but has a less bitter flavor. India, green Assam. The green teas there come from the Assam Plateau, the largest tea-growing district in the world. Only a small amount of the tea from this area is used to produce green tea. Green Darjeeling is grown on the southern slopes of the Himalaya Mountains. Green Darjeeling tea is especially gentle on the body because of the minimal processing. China, yes, China. Gunpowder, the leaves are tightly rolled into pellets that resemble buckshot. They unfurl once steeped in the water. Jasmine tea, a slightly fermented flowery tea, produced from genuine jasmine flowers. Some varieties are combinations of green and black teas. Indications for menopause, vitamin and mineral needs increase during menopause. Daily consumption of green tea can supply women with the extra nutrients. Giving up coffee? No way. That's me. If you are trying to refrain from that daily jogger, consider switching to green tea. It has a smoky and bitter flavor that coffee drinkers enjoy, and the caffeine content, which is less than coffee, will keep away the caffeine withdrawals and headaches. Stay tuned for CBDA coffee 15 days. Stay tuned for CBDA coffee. Continuing here, for athletic performance pertinent to green tea, cold green tea is an ideal thirst quencher. Its stimulating effect and high concentration of vital substances increase mental and physical performance during exercise. For fasting and detoxification, known in China as a fat melter because of its cholesterol-lowering effects, green tea contains no calories and is a recommended nutritional supplement. Last but certainly not least here, green tea's cancer prevention, according to scientific studies, compounds called polyphenols in green tea may inhibit the growth of cancer cells and the development of tumors. The benefit of these compounds is generally attributed to their antioxidant activity. Several cups of green tea per day are needed to enjoy this benefit. Grandpa Bill incorporates green tea quite often, as well as many varietal teas, including hyssop tea, as I either come off of my water fast or to accentuate them with other things like bone broth. And these fine shakes, superfoods, juices that we'll talk so much more about here, there, and everywhere. We'll be right back here at the Natural Healing Hour right after these words from our sponsor. Stay with us. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show live at this taping on now Sunday, January 3rd at 4:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday morning. Want to close out the show here. Again, thanking everybody and indulging on your patience a little bit. It's Obviously, in the new year and the end of last coming so rapidly for all of us, I'm trying to put part, pieces, all of it into our ever ongoing saga of the patchwork quilt that holistic healthcare medicine is, apothecary medicine with all these components and shows. So here, I want to wrap up for about 20 more minutes in today's show, going back to earlier shows about Michael King, Vitality Herbs and Clay, our plans to get here, his writings to include the following from one of his many articles and series of called Conversations with the Oversoul, but this one particularly is entitled The Conversation with Solar Self that he authored back on the 21st of that year that's in the rearview mirror and close, 2020. So A Conversation with Solar Self on the December 21st, 2020 solstice when it was actually occurring. Reading verbatim from my friend, business constituent, business partner over the years, and soon to have a much larger presence on my shows when we can work that out. Here's today's chat, dated then from Michael King, which is focused on exiting the game early versus staying in the game to the end. And it explains how to free yourself from the enslavement hooks of the matrix called life. The Life Chat will only be sent to those subscribed to the Life Chat's email list, which I'm a recipient of, a promoter of, and highly recommend and suggest you sign up for Michael's, and I'll have him expand upon that here at the show. One of the main reasons I want him here as well, so you can hear it from the horse's mouth, and Michael understands what I mean with all love and sincerity, as well as I think we have a good tandem as he buys my kelp. We've dealt in years. You'll actually be hearing, to some degree, less of my voice, but you'll be hearing more of my voice in tandem with Michael's industry experience, my own, and what I think we bring to the table together and separately. Continuing verbatim from Michael's authored article. Preface: the solar self is that part of you which may be described as one of your future selves that has built a solar body of light over the course of many lifetimes and typically resides within a star with a community of others who have accomplished the same. These are clearly not 3D aspects of ourselves. There are numerous dimensions present around and within each planetary body. Our elemental kingdom is one such dimension. Another dimension is the realm of beings within our sun who govern activities related to our solar system. This conversation resulted in an internal shift that left me, meaning Michael King, as I'm verbatim reading his authored article. But before I continue as him, I concur with this totally. Continuing verbatim from Michael's authored article. Repeating that sentence as Michael. As he authored it. First person. This conversation resulted in an internal shift that left me, Michael, with a new level of lightness and freedom in my heart, his, that seems permanent. A solstice gift from my solar self, his solar self, on the solstice, on the 21st of December, 2020. Verbatim. Michael as himself. It's a fascinating concept. He's talking to his own oversoul. So Michael, verbatim, saying, where are you? I'm not sensing you in the sun. Speaking to his solar self. It's ingenious. Solar self's response, I am visiting Earth today for this special conjunction and solstice. You are on my mind, so I wanted to be especially present for you as you focused on your future plans and projects. We are a council of 25 that have arrived here for monitoring purposes to see what humanity will do with this unique time and opportunity. We can certainly share our thoughts and minds in moments like this. So go ahead and present your ideas. I will listen and interject where it seems appropriate. Michael, as Michael, in the article, verbatim, first person, Michael saying, I realize this period of time on Earth is a transformative one. It will pass. Though there are times when I feel as though I may have flunked the course. I know that setting foot on the Earth came as a shock to many souls who saw a need and wanted to share the burdens of Earth life in hopes of lightening the load, but then had to step back and question their choice when they encountered so much woeful unkindness. Being here to work with humanity at this time does not have the same appeal it once had in my earlier years or prior in the soul plane when I first chose this incarnation. Yet I marvel at some who have lived a tortured or heavily burdened life and successfully plowed their way through. The chores and limitations of life on Earth can quickly weigh a body down. A desire to be of service can result in an overwhelming amount of responsibility with little spare time to get it all done. Grandpa Bill stopping there, reading verbatim. This is me. This is my concurrence, and it's exactly what I've said for 40 years. A desire by me now as Grandpa Bill to be of service, and it most assuredly can result in an overwhelming amount of responsibility. And fast forward to this crazy world with little time to spare to get it all done. This is why I align myself and listen to individuals like this, do business with people like this, and astute individuals and intuitives like Seth Brzezinski and everybody that's at the Water Consciousness Movement. There's many empaths, intuitives, astrologers, people that are in tune with the heart-brain connection. Now continuing verbatim from Michael King. At the same time, you know I am not one to let go of things for fear of letting someone down or missing out on a big lesson or the potential accomplishment. Yet there are times to simply draw a line, say no more, and chart a new course. I am still drawn to heal and to learn and to be of service when asked. This is my most fulfilling driving force. Yet it feels as if something more needs to be done today. And something else is not making sense here. I see that humanity is now at a crossroads. Is there a reason for me to continue on this path? I sense the need to change tracks. In keeping with the entrance into a new era today, I feel as if I am on a slow-moving train. Those are Michael King's verbatim words. I just said them of my own volition before even reading this news article in one of my other shows. The train is soon to leave the station on the CTFO line, sign of life. Fundamentally, I believe I am actually questioning the nature of this reality as a whole. Michael King's words in his said article, Grandpa Bill concurring 1,000%. In feeling the same way. One of the other many reasons I want him involved on my shows more often, more degree of frequency, for all the reasons that he said he can and does serve a purpose, to be called out and still be viable and help us all. Verbatim with Michael. You remember several times in your own life when surprising turns took place that changed the course of your future forever. When we get back to CTFO in the business, that can too and will. Here, mind, body, and soul, once you embark upon a certain path, it's not easy to go back and make that other choice. So there has to be some commitment to a path with the will to turn the events into something beneficial in the long run. I did not see my future as bright and glorious the whole time. I was evolving to get to this point. That's Michael King, verbatim. That's Grandpa Bill, concurrently. It's such a mirror of my own life in so many ways, back to verbatim with Michael. I also struggled and found myself in pits of despair at times. Yet these did not interfere with my hope that it would all work out for the better someday. However, today I look back on the efforts and struggles during those lives and realize that they played a pivotal role in getting me to where I am now. Michael King's words, verbatim from his article, Grandpa Bill interjecting, it's been my metaphor for life. Continuing verbatim, were it not for that turn in the road following those moments of despair, motivated by the despair itself, I would not have taken the path that led me to the teachers and therefore the insights that made this life possible today. Teachers in Michael King's verbatim connotation are many. He's studied with, by, he's very well versed in the master's tradition. Again, why I want him here on this show. I don't have the breadth of familiarization that he does, or my friend and business constituent, Seth Brzezinski, Vader Austin with the water, the intuitives at the water moon, starting to catch on, folks, about the integral parts of the overall jigsaw puzzle that this whole thing is, mind, body, and soul. We need each other. Continuing with Michael verbatim in this fascinating series of newsletters. Why did creators cause this type of human experience to exist? What value is there in if the truth of the matter is that it's all an illusion? It doesn't really represent the truth of life. It doesn't reflect the prime source expressed as itself in physical form. It's just a game, an experiment that some creators made up to see where it might go someday. If we are going to play this game into infinity, what is the sense of it all? Is it just to spend millions of lifetimes experiencing the likes of what is happening here on Earth today? Or for the greater part of the universe, some partiality illuminated state, but not the whole of it? What is the real purpose? What is its real purpose? To forget who we are so we can remember gradually over millions of lifetimes, making countless mistakes all along the way. Michael verbatim, as Michael, first tense, in a moment, as his solar self response. I just want to concur again to everything Michael said. This is why and how I still do it today. Coincidentally, he just turned 67. Who cares? I'm going to be 67 in a couple, 3 months. Who cares, other than the fact we've had the same life journey and a little tiny bit of different variables and bumps and twists along the way. And I fervently believe through fate and destiny, we met 10 years ago, and this is all meant to be when it comes to fruition. When I inform Michael, he's going to be my co-host, if you will. He doesn't even know this yet to the full extent, which I've elaborated on. Stay tuned for that. Okay, solar self, wrapping this up. His solar self in that tense to himself in this brilliant, brilliant adaptation. Solar self's response. A life on Earth is far from the reality of the source of it all. True, no doubt. He's having a conversation within himself, within his soul, within his body, contemplating, going back and forth with healthy debate, questioning. and answering the discoveries of how he knows solar self. The game is just that, a game. It is. It was just an imagination of creators, beings, who wanted to play around with all options, both high and low, and everything in between. Nothing more, to be honest. Yet it has a foregone conclusion, a positive one, an accelerated path to the rapid elevation of the soul, and a happy ending that I can confirm. Bottom line, we have each been created as an outgrowth of a universal principle that endorses free will creations, regardless of the nature of the creation. Prime Creator's first law, the will must be free to choose. Experience is central to the creative spirit. Life as we know it is not perfect in the most original sense, but it is an acknowledgement of the Prime Creator's first law, the will must be free to choose. Michael King's words verbatim. Grandpa Bill, not as eloquently by the coppersmith, wordsmith that I am not, but it's been in my heart and on the edge of my tongue that just can't roll off as eloquently as himself, Michael, Seth Brzezinski, the brilliant speakers, eloquent writers, their fortes. Is, yep, self-serving, you bet I want them in my entourage, because we both have the same core, same soul, same driving, same recognition, and same passion for brain, heart, coherence, the viral nerves, the nerve fibers, the pineal gland, the pineal gland, you say tomato, I say tomato, the brain, the pituitary gland, the heart, the soul. Continuing, wrapping up. Solar self, opting out regardless at any degree of despair, cannot be successful with a primary attitude of avoidance, given the stringent requirements that you and I must fulfill if we were to pursue a goal as final as unity with Source. You and I could certainly choose to opt out. Yet once you are given life within a system, the only successful way out is to climb the ladder of consciousness more quickly rather than slowly, by accepting more challenges, not less. I'm going to sign off for today. Whetting your appetite, please go to vitalityherbsandclay.com/blogs, sign up for the newsletter, read this, discern the information, appreciate it, and very, very soon you'll hear Michael back on my shows. And we will avow this. I want him to help me take this mind, body, and soul holistic healing show to a whole different level, because that's key in any healing service also. Intuitives like Seth Brzezinski, Vader Austin, intuitives over at the Water Consciousness Movement, all of my stalwart industry people, they'll all be guests as this year pans out on my shows, plural. Two of which have open invites. They know it. They'll work it out. They will be on my shows. They have bigger and better fish to fry. I mean that with all respect. I don't mean it self-effacing fully. The way I do these shows, what I do and don't bring to the table as far as exposure and all of that, I fully appreciate that. That's not what this show is designed for, with no aspersions on all the others. I've said that before. Bye-bye for now. Those people are in my heart forever. Together, they are my voice. Voices carry. Empath to empath. We're going to get a legion of people, real people, that know this, that get this, that are sick and tired of being aggravated, sick and tired of being in pain, suffering, frustration, anxiety, all through non-truth, non-efficacious medicines, foibles, directions, philosophies, and yep, mind control. I'll leave you with one thought. I've always compared this to an old Twilight Zone movie when there was giants and the humans involved were a board game for another society's control, enjoyment, observation. I query.
Bye-bye for now, and always remember, BA Sales, Kennel Cal, Betas, Animal Products, CTFO, all these supplying vendors, their products, their books, everything. Same central theme. We all promote good health and animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Thank you, everybody that's invited, wherever you lie. CTFOers, potential CTFOers, your invited guests, alignable network marketing people, developing teams, however you're coming through here, ubiquitous audience, thank you. We need one and all to form our allegiance of taking back ours, our businesses, our health, our wealth, and doing it the right way, calmly, serenely, with repose, with knowledge. Thank you for continuing to like the shows, sharing the shows. It helps us in the algorithms. We grow exponentially here at the shows, at the businesses, and this will resonate with someone. Continue to pass it on, as do many of my guru ambassadors, that once again and forever, you're in my heart. I love you all. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Join us in the next edition. Peace.